This is Weekend Mornings with Sterling Fox on 980 CKNW.
7:33 in the morning sunshine. Julie Wong at the board. I'm Sterling Fox. Warren Duick is our guest this time around. Mr. Duick is a partner with Anderson Tax, and he's here to talk about all of those Canadians. I have a friend in South Surrey who has a place in Birch Bay. We have family members in Toronto who own a place in Florida. Neither of those individuals have seen their American property for many, many months. And to the best of my knowledge, both of those parties are looking at, well, you know, if this comes up and keeps up much longer, we may just opt out and sell the darn place. So what happens if you make that decision? Warren Duick from Anderson Tax here to answer some questions this morning. Mr. Duick, Warren, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Sterling.
It's this is a fairly common place. What percentage, just off the top of your head, Warren, I know it's early, but what percentage of Canadians own property in the United States?
Well, you know, I don't know the percentage number, but there's lots of people that do it. As you've already noted, everybody has a friend
Sure.
who has a property there. And so it's pretty commonplace. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of winters in Canada where people would rather be someplace warmer and sunnier than in Canada. So it's a pretty common occurrence, that's for sure.
Okay, so and I wasn't trying to put you on the spot, because I think we all recognize that it is a fairly high percentage. I wouldn't be at all surprised to hear maybe even 25% of us own property of some description in the United States. So, and of course, where you own property in the States matters a great deal too, doesn't it, Warren? Because no matter what the pandemic or any other circumstances are occurring, wherever you own property in America, local taxes continue to apply, right?
That's correct. Yeah, if people sell property in the U.S., they're subject to both U.S. federal income tax and also state income taxes. Now, not all states actually have an income tax, and notably our neighbor, Washington State, does not have an income tax, but you'll still be subject to federal income tax as well.
And also, of course, local taxes. For example, in Washington State, if you your county, the community in which your property exists, even though you haven't been there for many months, the tax bill is probably still due as of September 1st, just based on local ordinances, correct?
Well, that's true. I mean, they're paying property tax and other tax there. And of course, they right now in the pandemic, they're not able to access those properties.
Right.
There's a couple other reasons why people are selling, too. One is because of the pandemic, there's a lot of people who might be cooped up in a condo in Los Angeles, but their bosses are saying, hey, you got to work from home. And they don't care whether they're working from home in Scottsdale, Arizona, or Park City, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's pretty good U.S. markets for properties, vacation properties. And another reason why people are selling is because the CRA has started to investigate Canadians owning property in the U.S. Now, it's not a crime for people to own property in the U.S., but it is there is a tax requirement that if people earn rental income, that they report it on their Canadian tax return. And if they do rent out the property, they have to disclose that property on a CRA form, and if they fail to do that, they face penalties. So there's a lot of things happening here, and there's kind of a confluence of the pandemic, CRA's investigation, people failing to make the required disclosures.
Sure.
And some people are, you know, kind of want to get rid of the evidence, if you will.
And some people are just tired of the aggravation. I mean, it's pretty steep investment, no matter what you buy and where you buy it. To buy a second home anywhere involves a considerable investment. And the reason you do it typically is because you want to go spend as much time as possible there. Snowbird and all that kind of, those kinds of reasons, Warren. But so we've come to the point, though. Let's just assume that whatever the investment and wherever it's located, it's proving now, all these many months later, with no end in sight, to be, well, frankly, more trouble than it's worth. And so now we're having serious discussions about unloading the place. What do we need to be most aware of while we contemplate selling that American property?
Well, there's a few things. I mean, one is that when you sell the property, because if the seller is not a U.S. citizen, I mean, they can reside in Canada and be a U.S. citizen, but if they're not a U.S. citizen or a U.S. resident, they'll be subject to a withholding tax. It's the acronym is FIRPTA. It stands for the Foreign Investment Real Property Tax Act in the U.S. And the withholding on the sale of the property is up to 15% of the selling price. Now, the seller can reduce that withholding tax if they apply for a clearance certificate.
Okay, right.
And so they can reduce it down to closer to what the actual tax is. But regardless of whether tax is withheld or not, they're still going to have to file a U.S. income tax return to report that. And if they hold it jointly with their spouse, they'll each have to file a tax return. You can't file a joint tax return unless you're a U.S. person, either a U.S. citizen or
gotcha.
U.S. resident.
Okay.
And one of the tricks here with the withholding is that if they do not have either a U.S. Social Security number, and I'm not talking about a Canadian Social Insurance number, but a U.S. Social Security number, or something called an Individual Taxpayer Identification Number, or ITIN, they get the tax withheld. And let's say on, you know, they sell their property for $100,000 mm-hmm. and there's $15,000 withheld.
Held back, right?
You can imagine this goes into the IRS bureaucracy, this $15,000. And even though it's from John Doe, they have no idea who John Doe is unless that number exists. And so it will take months and months and months to get that money applied to that individual's tax account.
Mm-hmm.
So to get an individual taxpayer identification number, that's one of the things you want to do in the selling process. Now,
and ideally to have that number in advance of the sale then, Warren?
Well, you can only get it with the sale if you filed another tax return.
But so an important paperwork to include then.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
The other thing that people don't think about is from the tax side, of course, they're going to pay U.S. tax on it, but they're going to pay Canadian tax too. And that that property they bought for, let's just say it was $100,000 U.S., you know, in 2010, uh-huh. and they sell for $100,000 U.S. In other words, they say there was no gain on the property.
Right.
There is still a foreign exchange gain associated with the property because in 2010, the Canadian dollar and U.S. dollar were at par.
Right.
But in 2020, the U.S. dollar is way above the Canadian dollar. So there's a big foreign exchange gain, and that will be taxable in Canada. So they're going to get a nasty surprise there. The second thing is,
even though there's not a profit actually realized on the transaction, because you make money on the exchange, the government sees that as a profit and will tax the heck out of it.
That's absolutely true.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The other thing on the U.S. side is that if you have rented the property and you didn't file a tax return and claim the depreciation, you will actually have the cost of the property reduced by the depreciation you didn't claim. In Canada, depreciation is a discretionary item, but for U.S. tax purposes, it's either use it or lose it.
Mm-hmm. You consult with a lot of Canadians, clearly, who own property in the United States, Mr. Duick. I wonder what sort of sentiment you're hearing from your clients these days. Obviously, we're having a conversation because a lot of people, or certainly enough Canadians, are speculating on unloading U.S.-based property. Is that a fairly widely held sentiment among your clients, Warren?
Yeah, we see a lot of action in that area. We work for people across Canada from our offices in Vancouver, Calgary, and Edmonton.
Right.
And we get inquiries on the web at andersontax.ca. And so there's a lot of action happening in this. And I think, you know, it's going to be more now because people are realizing their hope was that in October they were going to go down and do their snowbird thing.
Sure.
But you know, it doesn't look like anything like that is going to happen.
Yeah, I have some friends in Montreal who typically take the hook the big trailer up to the truck and go to Texas every winter and spend their winters down there. They're not doing that this year. They're going to hook up the big trailer and drive from Montreal to, of all places, Fort Langley, British Columbia, and they're going to winter here in the Great White North. They want no part of the states, and I would imagine that they're not alone in that department at all. And we don't know. That's the frustrating part for many of your clients. I'm sure, Warren, we just don't know when this thing's going to end.
Yeah, interesting enough, in addition to Canadians selling their U.S. vacation property, we're also getting a lot of inquiries from Americans looking to acquire property in Canada, which they see as a somewhat safer jurisdiction. It also has some business sides to it, too. The interesting thing is that Hollywood, the California movie industry, is essentially closed down. But the Vancouver movie industry in Calgary and other parts of Canada is open.
Yeah.
So there's some Canadian actors and entertainers that are moving to Canada, you know, with the idea that they can actually work here. And there's a lot of other people. It goes to the whole range of others who are saying, you know, they were always thinking about coming to Canada, and now they're going to take the steps. So, you know, we see a lot of cross-border real estate transactions going both ways.
Interesting stuff. We appreciate your time this morning, and you've mentioned the website. Let me repeat it, please, for people who are interested in perhaps pursuing this, especially if, like my friend in White Rock, they're really looking at unloading that Birch Bay property. It really has become more trouble than it's worth. AndersonTax.ca is where you'll find Warren Duick and all of his teammates. Warren, thanks very much for this. A very important conversation to have, and I'd like to do it again sometime, perhaps as fall progresses.
That'd be my pleasure. Thank you very much, Sterling.
Anderson Tax, and there's partner Warren Duick.